I'm always amazed by what one can find in the Big Apple. Having married a Brooklyn boy over 50 years ago, I've had a plethora of opportunities to visit New York City and take in its many sights and sounds. While living on the Central Flatlands, I keep myself up to date by reading a heaping helping of the Sunday New York Times and the weekly New Yorker magazine. And that's where I found the latest wonder of wonders. Although I can tell you right now that I probably won't be scheduling a visit to this East Village eatery anytime soon. For one thing, I'd probably have too many days on the waiting list ahead of me to fit into a typical New York visitation calendar. For the other thing, the menu is heavily seasoned with insects that are declared delicious. Now, I've tried for years to be more open-minded about things I used to term creepy crawlies. I stopped buying bug spray for the garden years ago, and I offer up food, drink, and habitat for any good bugs that migrate my way. I'm sure my place is listed on the travel guides read by all the migrating butterflies, ladybugs, lacewings, and mantises that wind up vacationing here over the growing season. I've even learned to live with spiders inside and outside the house, as they reduce the housefly and mosquito populations by spreading the welcome mat outside their webby domiciles. But I have yet to put an insect on a plate and eat it. That, however, is what has become the rage for many purveyors to Gotham's gluttony. One of the big sellers is guacamole, served up with a salty mix of ground-up, large-winged leafcutter ants imported from Mexico. The reviewer noted their taste as somewhere between nutty and buttery, with a chemical tang and a bit of umami. I looked up that word and found it to be a category of tastes besides the four basic taste groups, sweet, sour, bitter, and salty, that can most closely be described as having the qualities of monosodium glutamate. While stationed at my computer, I decided to see what the internet had to offer in the way of edible insects, and the screen was soon crawling with shopping sites for everything from agave worms to zazamushi, the larvae of aquatic caddisflies. In between, there were recipes for serving up cockroaches and crickets, dragonflies and dung beetles, tarantulas and termites, and a baker's dozen desserts, including chocolate-covered ants and grasshoppers. I also read testimonials and advice columns attesting to the health of both the planet and the people on it, if more of us were open to a diet of insects. I was amazed at the number of people all over the world that make insects a regular and necessary part of their diet. And though there are several sites for buying edible insects in bulk, either frozen, dried, or canned, there are many more people who are living off the fat of the land, as Steinbeck said. But instead of dining on wild game and greenery, they're catching crickets, June bugs, tomato hornworms, and the like from their own gardens, yards, or surrounding woodlands. This spring, when my garden is alive with bugs, both good and bad, I'll look at them a little differently, but I still don't think I'll eat them.